sleeping through the evening, singing dreams inside my head. I'm heading out, I've got some ends who say they care and they just might. I run away with you if things don't go as planned. Planning big could be a gamble, I've already rolled the dice. I spit and stutter, stuff and clutter, worries in my worry corner. Maladjusted, just untrusted, rusted, sometimes brilliant, busted thoughts. Think I'll stay for a while, I'm intrigued and I'm red as a new.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Greeny from Mike and Mike. More Press Row continues now on Chattanooga Sports Leader. It's ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Paschal, Jay Greeson, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is enjoying this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Who's the real deal in sports right now? Is it Tom Brady? Is it Serena Williams? Is it even Kevin Durant? While you debate that, try the real deal at Hardee's. For only $4, you can get a double cheeseburger, spicy chicken, small fries, and a 16-ounce Coke. All of that for $4. The real deal from Hardee's, which sponsors the hotline at 648-1051 here on Press Row. Well, it's a pleasure to be joined on Press Row by Macaulay School senior quarterback Robert Riddle, also a member of the basketball team. He's got to scoot out as soon as this interview is over. Robert, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well, yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tomorrow is National Signing Day. You are going to be signing with the Mercer Bears. How are you feeling on the eve of signing day? Is it more excitement or relief having gone through the recruiting process?
I would say having gone through the recruiting process, it's a little bit of both. I'm very excited to sign with a school and also I'm relieved to kind of finish with the recruiting process. But yeah, I'm very excited about going to Mercer and signing with all those other classmates, which I think we have the number one recruiting class right now in the SoCon on 24/7. So I'm excited to be with all those guys.
All right, you obviously help that. On according to 24/7 Sports, you are the number 38 pro-style quarterback nationally. The Cliff Notes version of your recruitment, Mercer offered you on November 19th. Western Carolina came with an offer a few days later. You committed to Mercer on January 15th, and then Ball State, an FBS member from the MAC, they offered, but you are standing firm to your commitment to Mercer. If you go back a year, Robert, if you go back to this very day, signing day last year, how did you envision this kind of process playing out? I mean, what kind of notions did you have?
You know, looking back on it, I really didn't think that all this was going to be happening to me. The weekends before signing day, having to go to two official visits with very little time in between the official visits and signing day. I didn't plan on it, but I definitely wanted to go play college football somewhere and play at the highest level possible for me. And so I'm very excited for it.
You start your senior year without a scholarship offer, although you had been to some camps and you were familiar with several schools. You start without an offer. I looked it up today. Macaulay averaged 39 points a game, and y'all's offense was rocking and rolling just about every single Friday night. How did you balance your weekly responsibilities with Macaulay with the recruiting process, especially given that September, October, those 2 months go by without a scholarship offer? How did you balance that, and was there some frustration in there?
You know, there was definitely a little bit of frustration, just wondering, you know, how I've gotten passed up by some people and just overlooked. But at the end of the day, I really came into the season and played just saying I'm going to have the best season that I can have and, you know, help my team the best I can to go try to win a state championship for my teammates and all my Macaulay brothers. And I wasn't really that worried about getting a scholarship because at the end of the day, I was probably going to go to try to walk on at Tennessee or Alabama if I hadn't gotten a scholarship anywhere.
You're listening to Macaulay School quarterback Robert Riddle here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Robert, what would have been a dream offer for you?
I would say a dream offer would have definitely been an SEC offer like a Florida or Georgia or somewhere like that or Tennessee. Because I've always grown up watching those teams, and I've had family members go to those schools, and they've been life fans just as far as I can tell from growing up. And so it would have just been really cool to be a part of that.
Having gone through what you've gone through, and David asked a great question about the frustration about it, Do you go now, or do you look at going to Mercer now with a little more motivation to prove a lot of folks that they missed on the opportunity to recruit you?
Definitely. I would say I'm definitely going to Mercer with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder to try to excel in the FCS national playoffs and go as far as we can in the next 4 to 5 years. Definitely. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, this one is a little, maybe a little difficult, but if you could go back 3 years and tell the freshman Robert Riddle what he needed to know most about this process, what would you tell him?
I would say for him to be patient, and I would make sure to let him know that he needs to just give the attention back to the people who showed interest in him the whole way through, and just try to build relationships with him at first.
You're listening to Robert Riddle, the Macaulay School quarterback. On the eve of National Signing Day, Robert is going to sign tomorrow with the Mercer Bears. Robert, what was too far for you? You're a good student. Was the Ivy League too far? Did you pursue any options up there? What was too far as a destination?
I was talking to some Ivy League schools for a little bit. I don't mind flying, but I didn't really want to go anywhere like more than 11 hours away, something like that. And I feel like Mercer is like the perfect distance between far enough away from home where you can just kind of mature on your own. But if you have to come back home, it's only a 3 hour drive.
What has Bobby Lamb told you about playing? Will you compete for the job right away? Is there talk of redshirting? What does their quarterback situation look like, and how have those conversations gone already?
Right now, there's two scholarship quarterbacks in the program. They just had a 4-year starter graduate. And Coach Lamb told me that going into summer camp, I'll have just as much of an opportunity to fight for the starting spot between what the two guys did in spring ball, which I obviously won't get to compete in. But as far as I know, I'll get to compete for the starting spot with just three scholarship quarterbacks.
Do you do recognize that a couple of times in your Mercer career, you're going to come up to Finley Stadium and be the villain?
Yes, sir.
Are you okay with that role?
Yes, sir. I've thought about that. I have a couple of friends who are actually going to UTC, and they keep telling me that they don't know who they're going to cheer for when we come up here. But that'll be interesting.
All right. I have to admit, I know your family. You got great folks. You're a basketball player for Macaulay, a football player. I have to admit, I saw a video that Macaulay cut several weeks ago of the mannequin challenge that y'all's basketball team did. You're not very good at the mannequin challenge because you're about to bust out laughing. So you're changing your expression. The video is like 3 seconds old and you're already starting to lose it.
Yes. Yes. I'm known for not being able to carry through with really serious stuff and hold a straight face.
All right. I do want to ask you this. I had an article in today's Times Free Press about how National Signing Day, as we know it tomorrow, will never be the same. There's an early signing period that's proposed. It's likely to pass in April. And so beginning with this next recruiting cycle, players are going to have the option of committing in a window from December 15th to the 17th or all the way to the first Wednesday in February. Had that been implemented this year, do you think you could have gotten this over with by December 15th, or are you thankful that there is a February period that you could think about it a little longer, wait for a little more, and play it out to the very end?
I'm thankful that I could wait a little bit longer and just think through all the decisions that will affect the rest of my life. So I would definitely say that I would have waited until February 1st anyways to decide.
Robert, listen, thank you. You got a big hoop game at Father Ryan. We're going to let you get to that in Nashville tonight. Thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row. We'll talk to you again, but congratulations on tomorrow. It is a big day for you and for Mercer, and congrats for all that you've accomplished at Macaulay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Robert Riddle joining us here on Press Row. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.